There was a moment of contrition here in Washington today. The State Department reissued its annual report on terrorism after acknowledging that it understated the number of attacks in 2003. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When the State Department first issued the annual Patterns of Global Terrorism report back in April, Secretary of State Colin Powell's deputy said the numbers showed the U.S. was prevailing in the war on terrorism. Today, Secretary Powell tried to avoid making any overarching claim like that, but he acknowledged that his deputy was looking at the wrong numbers, figures that have now been revised.
We have only one goal with this report, and that is to accurately reflect the pattern of terrorism that existed throughout the world during the period of the report. The report is not designed to make our efforts look better or worse, or terrorism look better or worse, but to provide the facts to the American people.
Officials were at pains to explain what went wrong with the initial report, which showed terrorism at a 34-year low in 2003. The revised figures show major attacks were at a 20-year high. Powell said it was outside analysts and Congressman Henry Waxman who pointed out the gaps. The head of the newly created Terrorist Threat Integration Center, John Brennan, took responsibility for the errors in data, which his group of intelligence analysts provided to the State Department.
So it's a combination of things. Inattention, personnel shortages, and database that is awkward and is antiquated.
The initial report forgot to mention more than 24 attacks late last year, including a deadly bombing of a residential compound in Saudi Arabia, as well as the bombings in Turkey of the British consulate, a bank, and two synagogues. The death toll now stands at 625, more than twice as high as the figure listed in the faulty report, and the number of wounded was sharply higher. The State Department's counterterrorism chief, Kofor Black, said 2003 was not a year of rising U.S. casualties, even if it was a year of many significant attacks.
It is bloody, significant loss of life, and there it seems to be a lot of it al-Qaeda associated. The bottom line is we have to do a better job to protect people, get the wounded and the killed down.
The man who instigated the changes in the report, Congressman Henry Waxman, said he was pleased that the State Department and Secretary Powell admitted the mistake and made the corrections, but he still has questions about how the annual report was compiled.
I think it underestimates the problem. For example, they don't count hundreds of attacks on oil pipelines and electricity plants in Iraq. They just don't call these terrorist attacks, and I don't know why they shouldn't call them terrorist attacks when the president always talks about these assaults on the infrastructure in Iraq as actions by terrorists.
Others said the new data throw into question the Bush administration's war on terrorism. Amnesty International USA put out a statement saying it doesn't take a PhD in statistics or even a calculator to determine that terrorism is increasing. All it takes is a remote control to watch the news. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.